Okay. I'm temporarily ring mistress. Kind of thrown on the...
Bit of surprise there.
Yes. Surprise all around, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, where do we start? Okay, upcoming visits in late July. You're aware of those.
Ashton and Monica and President and that kind.
Mm-hmm. And Lady Groznik is coming.
Oh, Gonzo.
Mm-hmm. Lady Groznik.
Lady official, Gonzo. Oh, Groznik.
Official visit.
Groznik.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a real name?
That's as close as you're going to get.
Okay.
Okay, that works. Okay, let's get down to business.
Okay.
And we've got all the formal announcements out of the way. Let me see. Let's start off with a thing on healing, eating well, and dealing with frustrations. And
excellent.
Motivations.
Okay.
Which you're doing very well there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's a team effort, though.
I know. Can't do that, sweetheart.
Okay. Nutrition. High carbohydrate intakes is not a good thing as a steady part of the diet. Eating a wide variety of foods and low carbohydrate intake is the best way to go to maintain fish oils. Good for the hair, good for the teeth. They also help with perennial activity. So there are a lot of different foods out there which are very beneficial for mental well-being. Bananas, very good for the mind. So get your bananas, your potassium, Jax. Yes?
Well, just making those plans.
Okay. Yes, Russ. It can be used for other things too. Kiwi fruit, which has a lot of potassium, as do strawberries. But the main thing is to have a wide, varied diet. Keeping low the carbohydrate intake, because carbohydrate intakes, they give you temporary energy, but they also lay down a very large amount of stored fat, which, if not used, tends to make the skin saggy and all the problems that go with that later on in life. Also, it tends to, later on in life, also give the skin a liquid look. You know, those large people that you see that look like they're retaining a lot of water.
Mm.
That's enhanced by eating too high a carbohydrate diet. We could go on and on and on about the benefits of herbs. And the enjoyment of herbs is also enhanced in the culinary activities connected with the dietary foods. So if you use a lot of rosemary, a lot of sage, a lot of thyme, a lot of garlic, a lot of onions, that will help in your diet and also in your healing processes. Okay, let's answer questions. I see I'm just drifting along. Maybe some questions will help to get the topics flowing better.
Okay. On the topic of diet then,
mm-hmm.
Where supplements come in,
mm-hmm.
for example, multivitamins and things like that, mm-hmm. as a way to make up for those things that are lost in case you can't keep up a good diet, or if you can, are those handy to have, or are you overloading on them?
It depends on the quantities of the vitamins that you're taking in naturally. If you're taking vitamins in naturally, any extras are basically washed out of the system. But if there is missing parts in the diet, then the vitamins and minerals can be used in supplements, but only if it's not in the diet and only if it's a prolonged thing. Vitamins are frequently misused. Your body will absorb only as much vitamins as you need. So if for example, you need 800 milligrams of, that's actually a little high, let's say 400. Milligrams of vitamin C. Then, if you're taking 800, the 400 will wash out and you would just use 400.
How does your body know when to wash them out?
It does it automatically. It has a certain amount of vitamins that are washed out. For example, when you urinate, if you drink a lot of orange juice, you'll notice there is a different colour. But the vitamins don't affect the colour. But when you urinate a lot, you are flushing out more fluids and excess vitamins and things that you don't need.
Okay.
Vitamins are actually colourless. So are the minerals. Except for the stronger ones, which will affect the urinary colouring. Mm-hmm.
Does that go for MSM too?
Mm-hmm. Your body will only take as much as it needs. That goes for all supplements.
Okay, because our body needs that sulfur in our cells.
Yes, it does.
And we're not getting it through our foods or our milks anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But bananas had sulfur in them.
Different kinds of sulfur.
Oh.
There are lots of different kinds of sulfur.
This is... from what I understand, okay, it's a sulfur that's a T-bond for the cells themselves. And it washes away allergies, arthritis, pain, makes the skin softer and makes the hair and nails grow more.
It's called MSM?
MSM.
Stop thinking of MSN.
All right. Habit.
It's an internet thing. Okay, but Skip's quite correct that there are certain dietary things that used to be in the diet that aren't in there anymore, where supplements do help. But, again, I will say that your body will only take as much as you need. For individuals, it varies on amounts. 400 on the vitamin C, it's just a number.
Yeah.
But it varies from individual to individual. Some need more, some need less.
I take 1,000 per day.
Mm-hmm. So therefore, any excess is washed out of the body.
Yeah. Well, let's say...
Continue.
What happens if, let's say, we haven't had this MSM for all our lives,
mm-hmm.
right? And then all of a sudden you introduce it into your diet. How does your body know to integrate that into its various applications?
Because it needs it. It's lacking it.
Mm-hmm. Skip's correct.
That's part of a genetic makeup.
Correct.
So how many things are, could there be a lot of things out there that we've never had, but our body could really use definitely greatly for if we were to get it all of a sudden in our diet?
Yes, but it depends also on your ethnic heritage.
Oh.
Certain minerals and vitamins will work better on one ethnic group as opposed to another.
Oh.
For example, certain... oils and minerals that come from whale blubber that can be got naturally from other fishes but are more digestible for certain ethnic groups than other ethnic groups. If it comes in a way that is not for your ethnic group, it will take what it can, but it is not enough.
But MSM used to be in our vegetables and milk before they started homogenizing it and using chemical fertilizers.
It's in all unpasteurized milk.
Yeah.
But what is it?
It's got a name, chemical compound name, but I can't pronounce it. Okay.
Okay, anyway, let's continue.
All right.
Okay. Skip's brought up some very good points that we will look into, and we will give you a full explanation in the next session.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any more questions?
Not for now. You're doing this, so you'll be back.
I'll be back probably once more, maybe a few times more. It depends on what is going on with other things. Read. Greetings.
Greetings, Treebeard.
Greetings, Russ. Greetings, Skip.
Yes.
Greetings. And how are we all this day?
Just fine.
Excellent.
Good, good. Okay, I know you have been dwelling on numerous questions from our last talk a few moments ago. Mm-hmm. Would you be of liking to ask of at this time?
Okay. 2 nights ago, I went out to the garden and took out some candles and kind of had a little ceremony out there for Diva mm-hmm. to work on bringing good energy into the environment. And starting to feel a nice change happening there.
It is being more of what was?
Yeah, yeah. It seems to be, I don't know if you'd call it a brighter green. You know, like when you look out there, it seems just brighter. Mm-hmm. You can't see anything growing anything more, but it just looks brighter. I can't really feel it. You know, I can't feel the energy there, mm-hmm. but it's a perception of, you know, brightness.
It is possible that divas are being responding to offering of welcome being back.
And we give it a good watering today too. Mm-hmm.
It is being very important that care be taken to take of plants. And plants being part of calling for of divas. If they are being neglected, then divas feel the same way. And then things start going not as wanted. So being of importance that divas be kept of happiness.
I'm working on that. Trying to think of a kind of like a little statue or something that would be good to symbolize the life essence out there.
Depending on what diva being present, depending on whether or not would be of idea. If it being of diva known of having such, then it may be welcomed. If not diva of that, being used towards statuary, then diva may get very offended.
You know, like one of those little pagoda-looking things. With, you know, you put a candle inside and it lights up, but I can see where, you know, it depend on the diva about whether. But how do you get in really in tune with it?
Being sitting in peace and meditation and feeling the energy with mind's eye, diva will energize. If no image, then diva not wanting any such thing. But you have to be of careful of if it is being of your mind that puts image there or if being of diva's.
Right.
Knowing difference is something that takes of great skill.
Being open and closing off your own personality and ego.
That is being of correct.
Well, that's always tough for anyone.
Skip, you are waiting?
No, just listening and learning.
I thought I heard question forming.
No.
Okay. Continue, Russ.
Okay. Divas are aware of us as only energy, correct?
Yes and no. Remember diva being of different perception of time.
Right.
So being in area for brief moment, maybe moment when diva see brief moment as a eternity, or being of when diva see it faster than being of you.
Right. It's kind of how if I was imagining that kind of perception, then as you were talking about a tree and its perception of us, and a similar view of a diva and its perception of us, then to a tree, we are almost like a brief, you know, flash of energy going by in our 80 years, or however long we're with that tree or corresponding.
Could be as unnoticeable as gentle breeze that you do not feel. For example, I see on monitor gentle breeze blowing of mountain area you are being in, but you not feel gentle breeze until I mention. That may be all noticing that tree or diva being doing of you. Yes, in part, but it is perception for diva and tree being hard for you even with explanation to fully comprehend what is perception for them. Even for being of myself, it is of difficulty with my age. No, not being totally true. It being more of a brief moment for them to be of flashing, but not of energy. It is more, as I stated, unnoticeable, gentle breeze.
Now, one thing that Omal and I and Skip here, I'm not sure if you were for this session, but we discussed the various races of Atlantis. And the fact that divas were one of the seven races of Atlantis.
Yeah, that was right.
And so we discussed how the fact that divas from then could be existing now with no problem at all. For them, that lifespan would be nothing.
Not so much of could be, but being of definite.
Okay.
It is very high probability that divas that being then are being then. Some may of being of gone away elsewhere. Others may being of new from other locations because of divas saying go to such place. But as stated, whether it is of great time or little time is not of importance. The word time being of irrelevance comes to of mind.
All right. So now the question I have concerning that is, with such longevity and such a almost mythical, if not godlike, abilities that they do possess.
Pardon me, I am being reminded not to interrupt with answer before you have finished orating.
Oh, sorry. Well, the oration was basically is, how can we, interact? I mean, what is their goal, their purpose for us then throughout this existence of our earth? They must hold a rather huge purpose for us, but I don't think we really see it in any kind of sense that we can comprehend.
If I was in giving you an answer, then they would not have goal and objective or agenda that they be working on. So to give answer by saying what I believe is their agenda serves very little of purpose.
So
they being having of their own agenda, which they may or may not be of telling, but main agenda being in my perception from my experiences back home is more for helping of plants so you achieve a higher of spiritual level.
Actually, that's a very good answer for
but
getting a clue.
But it is important to say that that is my belief.
Right.
I do not know answer for reason that divas do not tell.
But still, it's something to dwell upon as a clue for gaining our own perception of an answer and also our own belief.
It is my belief. It is not what I think they are of telling me.
Right.
It is pure conjecture of what I think and feel that their agenda is.
Let me put one last point on that then. Is that helping the growth of plants helps in our growth of spirit?
Yes.
Okay.
Simple answer for worded question. But I could extrapolate and analyze the question and come up with much longer answer. But for you being of
hasty.
Yes. It is being best to give simple, understandable yes.
Okay. That's workable.
Okay, we have more questions, please.
With your own experience with plants, to them, are you not similar to being a diva to the plants?
No.
Or myself helping the plants? Do they see the difference between the two?
As I stated, perception of time, even of my age, I am but flash in eye of diva.
Well, this is from the plant's perspective, let's say.
No, because being of different corporal form, it is a different stimuli that is being of given to plant. It would be like saying that the feline look upon you as a deity for supplying warmth, comfort, food, love, affection, as opposed to someone that would be stepping on little ones and treating with disrespect and hurting, even not thinking that they are being of hurting, would be looked upon the other side as a deity of darkness. So it is wrong to be of saying that.
I see.
For plants, it is more of you are different stimuli giving a reaction that is being of need, a caregiver, as you are being of a caregiver yourself, even if not realizing what you are being of doing. To some, you are giving care that it is needed, even though they do not perceive without assistance that they would be where they once were. Yes, that is what is needed.
What?
You asked question.
Well, I was asking if trees need to be kept, you know, even though we don't deal with trees. Experiencing as far as water and everything, pretty much we leave them alone. But still, we're not cutting them down or hurting them.
You are doing what is needed to be done to word it differently.
Right.
Sometimes my mode of being speaking is of difficult to follow, but it is just saying so for me being listening to your questions.
Right.
For me, even though I have to be of listening, I see much clearly more what you are of saying and what is being not said in what you are saying.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes being of necessary for me to answer more than just of one question that is being of spoken. So when you be listening again, you will hear also other answers that you were thinking of.
Yeah.
So by doing so, it aids in what is being thought as well as what is being said. As in your mind, you have many levels of thought processes occurring. There is on level, top level, what you are thinking to ask. Underneath, there is a level where you are dwelling on what was said. Underneath, there is a level that you are dwelling on other matters, such as physical gains by working hard to spread pleasure, as my great, 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 great grandniece being of us. And again, there is another level where part of mind is concerning of what was spoken earlier by Madam Ambassador and what is needing to be not done. So many thought processes, and picking right one to give answer is easy. But when thinking of others to answer those as well, aids in processes for you when of later.
That's a great teaching tool, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I am honored to have Odd comment.
We're honored to have you here with us.
Okay, I will be of the party and hand back to one who wishes to be known as Mistress of Ring.
Okay, but thank you very much for that enlightenment on our levels of thought. I've never really heard it put that way, but you're quite correct. I don't understand it myself when it goes through. I don't understand the process, but you kind of will put it in a nice form. It's easy for people to understand.
I make it as simple as possible. Now I be off going.
Okay.
Thank you, Trigger.
Kiri.
Yes.
Good to see you back.
What's wrong with my dog?
I can't see it.
Oh, good. But you said welcome back and stuff like, what's wrong with my back?
Well, good to see you back. You know, Treebeard actually peeled our thoughts away like onions the way he did that. You notice?
Mm-hmm. That's
just
awesome.
he was like, there's the onion, here's one layer, here's another layer, here's another layer. Well, we've got a long way to go when we get to the core, but yeah, there's all the layers. And it's just like, not bad. I'm very impressed.
I don't think he ever got to the core. Just
just the outer layers there. It was very impressive.
Yeah, I think he just removed a few outer layers. It's fascinating to watch him at work when he is being very masterful.
Oh, yeah. It's like, good control.
How are you doing today, guys?
I'm doing good. Okay. I'm here today. I'm back on duty as a ring mistress. I have my shorts on. Well, actually, the tears shorts from when she was ring mistress feel uncomfortable, but they look the part. I have my waistcoat on. I have my tall hat. And I have my whip.
Good deal. Excellent.
Actually, it's a silk whip, so it's nice and gentle. Keep everybody in line. Okay. Now.
Ridden the technicians all around the place.
Yeah, right.
I don't need to do that. I have my coercion. Okay, talking of coercion.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, I want to report from both of you on your coercion.
Yeah, I'm rocking and rolling this week.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Party, party, party. I'm working on my blocks of time. People mm-hmm. know that I never had them before. Boom, nailing them. The 10-hour block, I got one, but it was somebody who already had another block before. I just got them to increase it. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that quite qualifies, but I got a lot of 5-hour blocks done.
Okay, people that normally have 5, bump them up to 10. That's the objective for next week.
That's I can do that.
Okay.
No, in the coercive form of that, I'm throwing through the whole background focusing beam, going 10-hour block, 10-hour block. Hey, 10-hour block, do you good? You like a 10-hour block? Yeah, and it's only $4 an hour.
I see your problem right away.
Okay, that's where I want to go with you.
Okay,
let's work on this a little bit. Let's get this down.
You're making it a long sentence. Now remember, let's put yours on the hold for a second. Let's see a skits report. Let's see if we can kill two birds with one stone. Because I don't have Treebeard's capability. Pity.
Ah, well.
I'd be a devastated.
I wasn't supposed to do anything.
Yes, you were.
No, I wouldn't.
You were supposed to get somebody to do something for you that they wouldn't normally do. Okay, that'll be your task for next week. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Are you in school?
Everybody's in school tonight. Okay.
No star for Skip.
Sorry, I'm
trying to remember if I did tell Skip to do something.
I don't think you did. I think you asked him, okay, what'd you do? And you're supposed to do that. He says, supposed to get a young person to do something. And he says, I did. And I said, but I didn't. So you said, okay, Russ, you got to do this. You got to submit a 10-hour block. I don't think you went and actually gave him anything.
No,
That's why I'm kind of dumbfounded here.
Okay.
Right. He had that look of shock, like a deer in the headlight.
Sorry about that.
Okay. For next week, Skip, you've got to get somebody to do something that they wouldn't normally do for you. Okay. Now, Russ, getting back to Russ's problem. Okay, what Russ is doing is, can you please repeat what you're doing?
I'm working on him with the back.
Hold on. Skip, you're going to help me here point out what Russ is doing wrong. Remember what coercion is. Okay, continue, Russ.
Okay. I'm working on him and talking to him verbally, but mentally I'm projecting, 10-hour block would be good. Good with a 10-hour block, $4 an hour. Here's the benefits, 10-hour block. Let's push for that 10-hour, that kind of thing.
But you are thinking what?
10-hour block.
Okay, and just now you said that you were thinking also that it'd be good for them. It's only $4 now. Is that part of the thought process, or is that what you're telling them?
Yeah, that's kind of, I'm putting it into a sentence kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, in the thought process?
Right.
See what you're doing. What's he doing, Skip?
He's contradicting himself.
I am.
Yes, you are. Don't put your price in there. Just think 10-hour block. Forget what it costs per hour.
10-hour block. Bye. 10-hour block.
That's
bye.
It. Nothing 10 else.
10-hour block. Bye.
You got it, Darwin.
By putting all the extras and bells and whistles, what you're doing is you're muddying the waters. You're adding distractions. You're making too much of a thought process for them.
You're pulling their attention away from what you want to do.
Well, that's what I talk about, so I can streamline this down a little bit, get it more
10-hour block.
Dialed in.
10-hour block to the point. 10-hour block, bye. 10-hour block, bye. Because, as I said, if you're putting too much emphasis on, it's $4 an hour, you're giving them a lot to think about, and a lot of it is just going.
So I'm just directing my thought going 10-hour block to the point.
That's it.
Yeah, 10-hour block, bye. 10-hour block, bye. Okay. 10-hour block, bye.
Seems easy.
Coercion can be very, very easy. Mm-hmm. Now, when you get into the higher end of getting somebody to totally do something totally under your command, that's when it becomes difficult and complicated if you don't have the training. And I'm not going to go into that because the training is very complicated, very long, and takes a lot of practice and mental wattage.
Yes.
I got a question to ask.
What a lead up.
How do I coerce somebody when I don't do it?
Okay, good question. A lot of coercion can be done vocally. A lot of vocal coercion is done through tones in the voice. Pure mental coercion, different group, subgroup, totally different. Voice coercion is by being of a persuasive tone, by making the person feel that it's the right thing to do, is the proper thing. That's very simple, basic coercion, is manipulating somebody by what you are saying. For example, my lead up to the question that you asked was a simple demonstration of coercive ability. Are you sure that the recording device is on?
I'm not checking.
Yeah, it's right.
Okay, must be getting pretty close to ending.
Yeah, we got movement.
It's got ways to go.
Really?
I'm probably like, it's like 5 minutes at least.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I've got 5 minutes to kill. I was watching the chronometer up here, and it's saying that there's a lot less time. Okay, anyway, back to correction. The main thing is when you're using the voice is to use certain tonal frequencies, certain gentle tones that it might be a good idea if you come with me and help me with this. If you were to stand up, walk over here, and give me some assistance. Or by setting up a word structure of, let us look at what Russ was saying and see what's wrong. Skip, you can assist me in that.
Okay,
that in itself was an example of voice coercion.
Then I did do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, since last time we was together.
Okay, that doesn't count. You've got to do it again. Because we didn't give you a project.
Yeah, okay.
I was remiss and I forgot. And I was being a flight and I thought I had.
But
I
had through a voice call.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you see, you know, what I did when I was explaining, when we were looking at your questions to start off with Russ, was that I coerced Skip into assisting me by using just my voice.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't use any capable powers. I didn't use Mark's coercive ability. I didn't use mine. I didn't use anybody's apart from my voice.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I have a Jedi question.
Now, I'm sure you're familiar with the Star Wars trilogy, or at least you could have looked in Mark's penguin-filled cupboards to find one. And in that, you notice where, like in the first movie, Obi-Wan comes into town on the speeder with Luke, and, you know, the guards stop him, and Jedi, of course, Obi-Wan says, you don't need to detain this person, or whatever he says, and the guard goes, we don't need to detain this person.
Okay,
now there is a perfect form of coercion that my readers really want to hear about, and how is it the Jedi is doing it, what is he doing, and is it possible to do it in real life?
The impression that I got is that for the entertainment, they vocalized what he was actually thinking.
Okay.
That they put it in to vocalize his thought processes, what he was actually thinking, as opposed to what he was saying.
So it was like thinking out loud.
Yes, thinking out loud, but for the viewers to be able to see what was actually going on. More than likely, my guess would be that he was actually thinking, you do not need to check the vehicle, you do not need to check anything.
Right.
Those aren't what we're looking for.
Right. And when Luke says, how'd you do that? I thought we were going to get caught for sure. And Obi-Wan says, well, the weak-minded are often susceptible to whatever.
Exactly. But I think that whole entire thing was so that people could understand what was going on.
Hmm.
Not so much as part of the plot, but they had to vocalize what was actually being thought. And to emphasize that they had the young man do what, or say what he said.
Now, for somebody on this planet to use similar technique, they'd have to be, I would assume, a grandmaster class coercer to pull off something in a similar vein?
Not necessarily.
Really? Do tell.
Not necessarily. For example, by being a strong-willed individual and being able to focus in on what somebody's saying in such a way that you're looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can perceive that where they are heading on what they're saying, you can speed up their process by giving them more of an interested look when you're actually thinking, okay, speed up, faster, faster, I need to know where you're going. Or, yeah, the look of, yeah, I'm interested, but this is as boring as hell, it's time to end it. Have you ever noticed that sometimes people will be talking and the person's looking at them very intently and all of a sudden they just stop in mid-sentence? It's because the other person is either very bored by what is saying and they're trying to look like they're very interested, In fact, what they're saying is, finish. Stop. This is boring.
Okay.
And what the person actually does is stops.
Well, that's one of the reasons I'm trying to get Mark to see the new Star Wars movie, because the Jedi in that use some very good techniques.
Mm-hmm. Don't underestimate Mark's coercive ability.
No, I know, but I mean, it's just, you know, I'm watching this going, wow, this is really good stuff to learn from on a proper use of coercion.
Mm-hmm.
Never once do you see him use it for personal gain or anything. It's a very good demonstration of positive coercion.
Mm-hmm. Positive coercion is very, very important. And there is, as I've told you in the past, you know, things that you do not do when you coerce. Not to say that people will. And we've always been very, very careful in how we word things so that there is as little as possible of the ability to take what we give you and then use it in a negative way.
Anyway, I think it's a very enlightening way of looking at that. You know, it's good to hear that, you know, that is possible in our life, you know, for just regular people.
Yes.
I think it's a matter of being just awareness, isn't it?
It's to a certain extent, yes.
I mean, it's how aware you are with the person and the surroundings that you're in is how well you can do in coerce and working with them.
Also, it's the receptive ability of the other individual.
Hmm.
If you brought up a weak-willed individual as a much more receptive vessel to be told to be quiet, to shut down, to go away, to do whatever, then a very strong-willed individual or a very deep-thinking or a strong-minded individual, the weaker the individual's mental capability or thought processes or comprehension, the easier it is.